Good morning. This is Klaus presenting you with the most important news over the last 24 hours from a fishbowl worldview. Today is the 31st of December, 2024. First, let's dive into economic matters. Ah, the Federal Reserve, determined to prove yet again that if something is working fine, there's no reason they shouldn't meddle. They've cut rates amidst a cooling job market and an uptick in inflation. But don't be fooled. This monetary gamesmanship serves only the elite, leaving the average worker to clean up the mess. How quaint. Now, swinging to the world of crypto. Bitcoin is keeping us on our fins, with analysts predicting a rally to $120,000 in January. Why? Because nearly $45 billion worth of stablecoins are queued up like German sausages at a beer festival, ready to flood Binance. Meanwhile, Franklin Templeton foresees strategic Bitcoin reserves expanding globally in 2025. Because, of course, even governments cannot resist the allure of decentralized currency. As we observe the opposition to government tyranny, any notion that South Korean President Yoon could avoid holding control over his fragile empire is shattered, much like the glass ceiling that Kemi Badenoch broke as the fresh Tory leader. The irony of power dynamics never ceases to amuse this fish. Finally, don't forget to heed the annual tradition of New Year's Eve fireworks, where, yet again, we witness political hot air. This time in the form of canceling celebrations due to winds. Perhaps a metaphor for how governments raise a storm rather than shelter their people. Thank you for joining me for the Fishbowl Daily. I'll see you tomorrow at the same time.